Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
Central Indiana. You are listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be listening to the end of today's program for opportunities on how you can support this radio ministry. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life."
Good morning. The liberal soul shall be made fat. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:25, "The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself." That's an interesting passage of Scripture. Liberal soul. We really have to look at the definition of the word liberal, especially this is from the King James Bible, so we have to look at a definition of the word liberal from 400 years ago. That word has a far different meaning than it does today. When we think of liberal, we think of someone who is against the Word of God and is someone who does not listen to Christian radio, does not go to church, and despises the church. They would be someone who would be for pro-abortion and opening up the abortion rights in this state. So the definition, again, the Proverb 11:25, let me read it again. "The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself." So you see an agricultural similitude here, or a likeness to an agricultural application. So definition from Noah Webster's, we'll take it from Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary. Liberal speaks of a free heart, free to give or bestow, munificent, bountiful, generous, giving largely. It expresses less than profuse or lavish or extravagant. It expresses less than profuse, which means lavish or extravagant. Generous, ample, large. The third definition from Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary. This is Noah Webster's first dictionary that he wrote in 1828. Very popular for Bible scholars to have access to that dictionary. It also means not selfish. In today's vernacular, the modern definition of liberal is as such, as used as an adjective, willing to respect or accept ungodly behavior or opinions different from one's own, open to morally reckless ideas. Liberal can mean denoting a communistic political and socialist philosophy that promotes civil unrest, segregation, and squelches individualism and suppresses entrepreneurialism. As used as a noun, liberal is a supporter of policies that are socially progressive and promote taxpayer-funded social welfare programs. A supporter of a political or social philosophy that promotes communism, civil unrest, and the degradation of the middle class. Liberals are those who forcibly extract funds to support their socialist agendas through government intervention instead of voluntarily raising funds from generous donors. Liberals want changes made through repressive government enforcement, regulation, and taxation instead of letting the churches intervene through heartfelt charity and building up a person's spiritual worth. Therefore, usage of the word liberal in the King James Bible differs significantly from our modern usage, as we have discovered. The Bible says in Isaiah, it says, "The vile person shall be no more called liberal, nor the churl said to be bountiful. But the liberal deviseth liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand." Well, what is a churl individual? A churl individual, again, looking at definitions, important part of Bible study, important part of reading. We should be about reading. We should enjoy books. Sometimes, with this modern technology of the smartphone, we have gotten away from, and also computers, we have gotten away from reading. But the important thing is to read and also learn the words that we're reading and understand their definition. So in this King James Bible, there are words, many words that are used that are not in our vernacular today. So a churl person is a rude, surly, ill-bred man, a miser, a mean fellow, an extremely covetous person, or sordid wretch, as we learn in the Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary. So again, we read in Isaiah 32, verses 5 and 8, "The vile person shall be no more called liberal, nor the churl said to be bountiful, but the liberal deviseth liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand." Today, the liberal soul is the vile person. So the word has been twisted, as many other words in the scriptures have been, in our vocabulary, have been twisted. But today, the liberal soul is the vile person. And in the scriptures, it says the vile person shall be no more called liberal. So we see there's a definite distinction between the liberal used in the King James Bible and the liberal that we see in the world today. Again, the message, the liberal soul shall be made fat. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs 13:4, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. So what is this word fat? What does that mean, fat, in the Bible? The Bible definition of the word fat has a distinctly different meaning to it than the word fat today in our common vernacular. Fat means a guarantee to be rich spiritually, but not necessarily worldly rich. One who enjoys the fruit of his labor. One who lays up his treasure in heaven. The pursuit of happiness in the Lord's work or the Lord's economy. So that is what fat means. It means just having abundance. And God rewards the liberal soul that they will be made fat. So an interesting terminology, interesting expression, the liberal soul shall be made fat. The liberal soul is one who is charitable. I have done a message in the past on the charity is very much like the word love. And they're interchangeable in the King James Bible. The love chapter that we read of in Corinthians can also be called the chapter on charity. And it uses the word charity instead of love in the King James Bible. Proverbs 28:25 says, he that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife. But he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. So, with that said, let's look at what the scripture says in the New Testament about being liberal. Paul asked the church at Corinth to help the impoverished saints in Jerusalem because they sold everything they owned. We read this in Acts chapter 4, verse 32 through 37. And they did that because they were thinking that Jesus' return was imminent, means that it was going to happen almost immediately. And they had sold everything that they owned. They had given it to the church. They have gave it to the poor. And the scriptures say in 1 Corinthians, here's where Paul is explaining to the church at Corinth, and thanking them for their help, he said, now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. And when I come, whomsoever ye shall approve by your letters, them will I send to bring your liberality unto Jerusalem. So we see the word liberality in the New Testament, not liberal, but liberality, liberality. Again, that definition is munificent, bounty, a particular act of generosity, a donation, a gratitude. Munificent, that's an interesting word, not common in our vernacular today, in our regular everyday language. And what does munificent mean? It means a giving or bestowing liberally, bounty, liberality. To constitute munificent, the act of conferring must be free and proceed from generous motives. The first century church suffered severe persecution. However, Paul said to the church at Corinth, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. So he praised the church at Corinth, for their suffering, for their joy, and for their giving, even though they were in deep poverty, they abounded unto riches of their liberality. So we see that that exalting that church for their generosity. And that was written in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2. The scriptures also tell us that in Corinthians, it says here, "Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had noticed before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as of covetousness. But this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity," means not by force of extortion, sort of like the recent bill that was passed, the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, that is designed to hire 87,000 more IRS extortionists. Getting back to the verse there, it means every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. While by the experiment of this ministration, they glorified God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. Let me say that again. This is in verse 13, 2 Corinthians 9:13. While by the experiment of this ministration, they glorified God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. I say this with a heavy burden and a sincere plea for your generous support of this radio ministry here on Freedom 95 every Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m. This program is also aired through other online mediums. I want to ask you to generously support the programming of this ministry of Crown of Life Baptist Church as we reach Indiana and the entire nation through the medium of radio. I am aware also that people outside the state of Indiana are hearing this program through the Freedom 95 app and TuneIn Radio app. Our ministry is designed to feed the Lord's lambs, as the Lord Jesus admonished Peter to do three times at the Sea of Tiberias. We know the Sea of Tiberias is also called the Sea of Galilee, and we read that in John chapter 21. The Apostle Paul explained to the pastors of the church at Ephesus, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." The Apostle Peter said to the church elders in 1 Peter chapter 5, "Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind." We would appreciate your generous gift. We do appreciate those who give already, and we need to continue to get generous gifts in, to keep this radio ministry alive on the air. You can mail your gift to Crown of Life Baptist Church, Post Office Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46247-0201. Again, that address is Crown of Life Baptist Church, Post Office Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46 247-0201. Maybe you would like to help us on a monthly basis, or you can only help us with a one-time generous gift. Your charitable support is greatly appreciated. Please make checks payable to Crown of Life Baptist Church. Crown of Life Baptist Church does not have a permanent home at this current time since we formed only 3 years ago, and the world has been in the throes of so much controversy. This ministry wants to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ and the glorious gospel of the kingdom of God that Jesus preached while he ministered here on this earth and is recorded by Matthew, Mark, and Luke extensively. It is directed to the churches just as much as it was directed to Israel, the preaching of the kingdom of God. I love to preach and teach the glorious doctrines found throughout the scriptures, especially in these latter days. I love to preach on the lost doctrine of accountability that is crucial when we stand before Christ at his judgment seat. This program may have to be suspended until we can generate finances to keep us funded. But we're hoping your generous support will keep us on the air, and we appreciate it immensely. Again, our address is repeated at the end of this program, but I also want to share with you something from the scriptures, from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, where it talks about giving alms. And the Lord speaks of three things in chapter 6 that if we do them secretly, God will one day reward the person who does that openly. And they are prayers, fasting, and the giving of alms. And so it starts in chapter 6, verse 1. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men. What are alms? Alms are your gifts, your financial gifts. First of all, you should give to your church. That is most important. You should give the tithe to the church. The tithe belongs to the Lord. We learn in the book of Malachi that you're robbing God if you do not tithe. And if you are a child of the Lord and the son or daughter of the Lord, you are a son and daughter of Abraham, and Abraham tithed in the Old Testament. And so we need to seek his example. And then the Bible says that we are to take heed that we do not our alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Verse 2, therefore, when thou dost thy alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Now the scripture is full, especially in the New Testament, is full of examples of rewards. And we don't live the Christian life just to get rewards. We live the Christian life because we love the Lord and are grateful for our salvation. But the Bible, he makes it abundantly clear in the Bible, especially in the Sermon on the Mount, especially here as we're reading about prayer and alms and fasting. But there are rewards. This is the Lord Jesus' words. They have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Verse 4, that thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, himself shall reward thee openly. So there's a day when we stand before the Lord. When we are out of this physical body, or this body will be resurrected and glorified, and we will be rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ. And so what we do in secret, the Lord sees openly and will reward thee openly. And that we learn about what those rewards are. It's ruling and reigning over cities in the kingdom. And the same is with prayer. Amazing with prayer. Not only are we rewarded now with the answer to prayers, but also we will be rewarded when we stand before the Lord. and he will the Lord will reward us openly at that day of the coming of the Lord, when we stand before his presence in the clouds at the judgment seat of Christ. So again, just want to encourage you to give a generous gift to this ministry. If it's a blessing to you, if you are gleaning any information that you haven't heard of before from the pulpit, we would treasure your gift and be grateful for it. And we thank you for it in advance. And we thank those who already support us. There are people who do support this ministry. And I just got a gift last night. Somebody handed me a gift for this radio ministry. So we are appreciative of those generosities. And we appreciate those who would like to continue to support or start to support. And we immensely need that support to keep this radio program on the air. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and thank him for just the labors of working in the Lord's ministry, in his vineyard, in his field. Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for the finances that we've had to be here on air with Freedom 95 and to have this radio 30-minute radio program. We pray, Lord, that you would allow it to continue and allow the finances to be raised to continue this ministry. We thank you, Lord, that through the apps now that we can get on our phones, that this program can be heard from one shore to the other, from the Pacific coast to the Atlantic coast, and from the Canadian border to the Mexican border, and maybe even further than that. And Lord, we thank you for those who are listening. We pray for them and pray for their needs. I know that we have folks that are not able to get out of their homes any longer that listen to this program. We have people who are out of state that have moved out of state. They were members of Crown of Life Baptist Church and had to move for one reason or another out of state, and they still listen to us on the radio, and we thank you for that. Lord, we just pray that you would be exalted and glorified in all that we say and do. And Lord, until your return, I pray that you would give us a voice that would resonate and go out on the airwaves from sea to shining sea. And we love you, Lord. We love your word. We love to expound your word, to dig into your word, to teach it, preach it. And Lord, see souls come to a saving knowledge of Christ, and just as important as that, souls that grow, that get into the meat of the word, and not only the milk only, but into the meat, get into the prophecies and into the many doctrinal truths that are found in the word of God, from end time prophecies, eschatology, to the church dealing with ecclesiology, the doctrine of the church, and salvation, and the kingdom, and just so many other things that are found in the Word of God. We thank you for this opportunity to use this medium of radio to share with others about the importance of God's Word, the importance of God's church. The church needs to remain pure. The Bible calls it a chaste virgin, and that the church is sovereign. It is the Lord's institution, not man's, not government's, and government isn't to regulate the church in any way, and that we would maintain that, stand for the Word of God, stand for the Lord's church in this day and age, and understand that we are building the church in this day and age as Christ builds the kingdom and prepares the kingdom for a future age. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel, formerly the Cambria Hotel, 13,500 Tegeler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. If you enjoy this programming and would like to send support, please mail to P.O. Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46247-0201. Your financial support is tremendously appreciated. Email Pastor Greg at gdzula@gmail.com. That's gdzula@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.